Hi, Mike.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy.
You recommended a company that lays a pretty good block building. Can you give me that name?
Yeah, the just like a concrete block?
Yeah.
How big is the building?
Well, it's going to be about 40 by 100, about 18 feet tall.
Gosh, there are, boy, there are a ton of, I mean, the block, the concrete block company that, I mean, the company, the bricklayer that I used to use, that might be a little bit bigger than he wants to handle, because they've started to go back to smaller jobs, but you might give him a call, because if he's not interested, John for sure will know somebody who is. But John Hay, H-O-E-H, fantastic bricklayer and concrete block, and his partner is Gary Bubenhofer.
Okay.
So they're in the phone book. I think John's number is, I'm going to say this with 99% feeling that it's right, 522-8530.
Okay.
Gosh, I hope that number's right, because if it's wrong, everybody's going to be calling him up. Whoever's number that is, if all of you out there call that number and it's wrong, so
okay.
Yikes. But I think that's it, 522-8530.
Okay.
And John's a really nice guy, but just tell him on the phone what the parameters are of, you know, what you're trying to do,
uh-huh.
And he'll let you know whether or not he's interested. He might be interested. I know he's extremely busy right now because, you know, we had such a really weird winter, you know, and a lot of work got backed up.
Okay.
But as I said, if John's not interested, I'll bet you he'll give you the names of two or three other people who do that work on a regular basis.
Sounds perfect.
So it must be some kind of neat commercial building, huh?
Storage for RVs.
Yeah, I've done a few buildings like that. They're really pretty simple. It's just a matter of throwing the block up, you know.
I mean, does John do something special with the mortar, or is he just a good worker?
Just a good worker. I mean, they just do it the right way. I mean,
okay.
they take the time and you know, in a building like that, when you're talking 18-foot high walls, you know, you're going to need steel reinforcing, vertical reinforcing.
Uh-huh.
Have you engineered this out? I mean, as an engineer?
No. Uh-uh.
Oh yeah, you're going to want to have that done, or you got to use somebody who knows what they're doing. For example, I would make sure that coming up off the footer, that you know you've got steel bars, even if you have to drill them in after the fact, that you've got going up through the center of the cores.
Uh-huh.
And that as you go up like 9 feet, see what I would be doing. If I went up about, I'd be laying like one of the walls 9 feet high, at least every third core of block, you know, how you go like 24 inches?
Yes.
And you've got steel rod coming up through that. You know, you mark those spots where, you know, you got the steel. Well, then what happens then, let's say you come up, you know, you've got your footer at the regular 30-inch depth, so you got three block below grade, and now you're above grade. Then you'll put in another steel rod that goes all the way to, you know, just about, it sticks about, oh, four or five, actually a foot, sticks maybe a foot high above the last course of block you just laid, okay?
Yeah.
And of course, that piece of steel is overlapping by 2 feet the steel that was drilled into the footer. Got it?
Right.
Okay. Then that whole core, that vertical core of block where the steel is, gets filled with either a slurry of sand and cement or pea gravel concrete.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You see that? Now what happens, you've got a foot of steel that's now sticking up. And you don't fill the last core of the last block. You know what I'm trying to say? Because now you've got 8 inches of block plus another foot of steel sticking out. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so then what happens when you lay the next 9 feet of block up, you're going to drop another piece of steel down that overlaps that second piece of steel. See what I mean?
Yep.
And you're going to continue to fill those cores up. You don't have to fill the entire wall, but by putting that vertical steel like every 2 feet,
uh-huh.
Boy, are you going to make a strong wall. Because let me tell you, the wind load, like if the wind blows,
yes.
I'm telling you what, man, it can crack those concrete block walls. Oh, yeah.
I live on Tall Hill anyway, and that wind gets kicking.
Oh, yeah, so you want to make sure that you've got the steel. And it's just an extra little step. It really doesn't take that long to do, believe me.
Okay.
It doesn't take long.
Sounds good.
All right, well, if you run into any other problems, let me know.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye.